Repeat to fade once again.
It's Coca-Cola cigarettes. Did you listen to that last week's?
Last week's episode.
I haven't listened to last week's episode. Oh. The Goose. The Goose. The Goose. The Goose.
Bum, bum, bum. Welcome, campers, to today's podcast.
Welcome, campers. Neither of these people know what Heidi High is. We discovered that in a previous episode. But just for those fans out there who are fans of Heidi High, bing, bong, bing. Morning, campers. Yep, saying a Welsh accent. So,
here we are. Moira, would you like to do your opening?
Hi, everyone. It's great to have you here once
again. Hi. Rose.
Before he closed the door to the recording room, Gareth said, good luck. And I have never, ever been nervous before the podcast, but the minute he said, good luck, I am now immediately nervous about the way the rest of this episode is going to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's get started and find out.
Let's go. Let's ride this.
Merde, people.
Bonne chance.
How many languages can you say good luck in?
Two.
Two? I'm trying to think of it in Irish.
I don't.
Latin?
Nairi on Boher, lad.
Unsure.
Welcome to another episode of The Goose.
It's The Goose. Hey, yeah. Can we just keep welcoming them to the show?
Yeah, for the whole episode. Well, you're very welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Goose. In the studio today, we have the geese known as
Moira Brady Averill.
Moira Brady Averill.
I don't even want to say my name. I just want you to say it like that.
Annie Girl.
Mark Quarantorn.
Mark Kenton.
Yep, that's us.
Just us.
That's it.
Just us chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So any
magic number three.
Anything you've been up to this week?
I don't know. Thinking about our podcast and how we were going to take over as the triumvirate of Goose.
Oh, yeah, we're going to take over.
Yeah. Now that we've got rid of the Deadwood.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Deadwood.
Republic.
Just kidding, kids. You can pay in from now on. You can still be part of the group if you pay in.
Rory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelly.
And Coily.
Well, Coily has never been here.
That's true. She has to pay extra.
So
that's right.
So I went to see Apocalypse Now yesterday for the first time ever
on
the big screen at the Lighthouse.
How did you find that?
Are you sure you weren't at the Big Star movie and just confused?
No, I didn't know what to expect other than I kind of, you know, it's Apocalypse Now. So that's sort of what I had in my head. And I know a few of the iconic shots from it, and everybody knows the napalm in the morning. But all of those things
happen. Charlie and Surf.
Yeah, all of those things happen in the first 40 minutes of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And the movie's 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a long film.
The horror.
Yeah, by the end, you're
the
off.
The horror.
Like, and what I found sort of like, because it started off like really sort of great and exciting, and then it turns into almost like a film school production with like all this heavy symbolism and
it's a lot of meditation going on.
Yeah,
you know, numbers is like
and
two, three, five.
What the heck was he doing in there? Like, you could understand having like one scene with him, but they were like, "Hey, Dennis, come to Vietnam. Let's be in this movie." And he like was in the same clothes all the time. He looked fresh as a fucking daisy, considering he was in the jungle.
Well, the stories of about that, I believe Dennis Hopper was so full of drugs for that film that, like, they would tell him that they were filming in a different location just to get rid of him for the day. Yeah, we're going to be filming up on the ridge, Dennis. And then they just go somewhere else and film somewhere else. Yeah, I haven't seen that documentary about it.
No,
we haven't. Yeah, I'm kind of waiting.
Well, let's have a night.
We should. We always say this.
You could be invited to watch. What's it called?
Let's pause the recording now. We'll go and watch it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we'll come back.
Yeah.
Well, we are a lot more informed now, listeners.
Now we know everything there is to know.
Yeah. Francis Ford Coppola.
At it again. That guy.
He can do it all.
Brilliant.
He can do it all.
I mean.
But yeah, I think Apocalypse Now is almost better on the second watching. It's one of those films that, like, is long and slow and kind of boring. But once you know that, then you can kind of watch it again.
But I didn't mind the, like, I actually didn't mind the slow bits. Like, I thought all the bits on the boat were kind of fascinating.
You're a patient person.
Thank you for saying that. I'm not sure anybody's ever said that to me before in my life.
Shit. He was busted down to private. And I don't really do a very good Martin Sheen, but I try.
No, and Martin Sheen with his little lips are so...
Yeah.
Don't.
The lips kind of stick out a bit.
The lip does stick out.
You can't look at that. You're almost...
I'm hiding my face. I really like Martin Sheen, but also I don't believe that he would kill anybody. Really.
Yeah.
At the end of 2 hours and 40 minutes, I was ready to kill him. Shut the hell up. Shut up.
I'm sick of you.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I don't want to turn this into
a... Rolling along the edge of a straight razor. This is my dream. This is my nightmare. And there's the guy in that scene where they played the tape who just has that one line.
Yeah. Who is that guy? Harrison
you know
Ford.
What? Forget it. Just two things popped into my head. I'd rather see Deer Hunter, or, in the reverse, I'd rather see The Island of Dr. Moreau. We should have, like, that movie night.
That is
have
it.
You
like,
seen
we're gonna,
the
then
Hunter?
I hope you're going to pass
really
out, like,
really
razor
get...
blades for everybody afterwards. Jesus.
Come on, no. I'll make my hummus.
I can't do it. Okay, well, if you make hummus, that's fine. I'm in. So my question of the... Oh, did you want to tell us something about what you've done this week, Mark? Sorry. I just assumed it.
I don't know. Myself and Moira were out on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a gig. Solar Bears.
Rory came. Our sound engineer Gareth was there.
Our sound engineer Gareth instigated the whole thing, really.
Did.
He used to play in the band, and they've since got in a drummer who looked exactly like Gareth. I think they just need that aesthetic in there.
Blondie beardy, white shirty.
White shirty,
blondie beardy. We need that in our bandy.
Yeah, I think every band needs that.
Yeah.
Just to balance things. They probably didn't even notice that Gareth had left. Just this other guy turned up one day, and they were like,
found this guy in the street and was like, you look enough like me, get in there.
Actually, it is a running joke, though, because Ross and Gareth have been sort of traded off in other bands before.
Oh, really?
It's like he's a little bitter about it, you know?
Gareth is?
I might need to edit this out. I'm not going to say Ross or Gareth. One of them is bitter about it. I'm not going to say
who.
I don't
know. Let's just say they both are. Oh. Let's say
they're
it's a sticky situation.
They're bitter about it.
Yeah.
They're both bitter about it.
Both bitter boys about were bitter about the
both boys
band
were bitter about the band
bouncing
with
bounce
bananas.
Off.
Okay, listeners, I just want to let you know, I want to alert you to something I'm working on. I have a loud barking laugh, and I'm trying very hard to control it. So if you notice that I'm quiet while Annie and Mark are doing something hilarious, it's because I'm suffocating myself.
No, don't stifle your laughter. People like laughter on podcasts.
People like laughter
people
in
like
life.
To laugh with laughter.
Let yourself laugh.
Let laughter be light
happy.
Your load.
Lovey.
Mark? Mark? Mark is our Dennis Hopper today.
Yeah. You know, man, he's like
a poet warrior.
Is he a hero or
the wild card now? Who's the wild card now, Mark Canton?
So
my life. And then we went to a different pub, and Rory snuck a pint in with him, and it was quite funny. He put his jacket over the pint and then was just carrying his jacket in a weird way, so that it was just in front of him as we walked from one bar to the
Where
next.
Where did you walk into, if I don't mind?
Devitt's.
From Whelan's into, Devitt's.
Yeah.
Devitt's is a good pub.
It is a good pub.
I went there the first time last week. It's a nice, lovely little old man pub.
They have great music upstairs,
I had a glass
too.
Of whiskey. I felt like that's what you should do in Devitt's. It wasn't even a question of what to order. You know, sometimes you walk into a pub and you're like, definitely a Guinness. This is a Guinness night. Or you walk and you're like, oh, I don't know, because the pub doesn't tell you what to order. You know, but then some pubs just tell you what to order.
Really?
And Devitt's
I don't listen to pubs.
You gotta tune
in. And I listen to a word you're
Don't to. Tell me what to drink, pub. I'm American.
I want a glass of white wine.
Yeah. Fair enough. But I think
drink
if you just walk in,
Moira.
Take a deep breath, and then say, and you'll get the perfect drink.
So is it something from the smell of the pub? The farts in here smell of Guinness.
Maybe. It's a whole olfactory thing. Or it's a look and the lighting. It all contributes to what you should order.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's awful to walk into a pub and not know what to order.
It's a horrible feeling.
You know, so I really am grateful for the pubs that know themselves well enough to help me to know myself.
Yes, well, we'll be getting to know Annie and Gil a little bit better in the next hour.
Yeah, and actually starting off with how to get to know me a little bit better, my question for the week is, what is your favorite meal and why?
White wine!
Can you expand on that? That's fine if that's your favorite meal.
I think that I love 4 p.m. lunches, and I was saying this to Mark earlier, and I love just like a late lunch with like a fish and a glass of white wine and maybe some salad.
Lovely.
Some of my hummus that I make.
I was...
Email goosecomedy@gmail.com for the recipe. You won't get it. I'm just kidding. I won't email it.
No, but she'd do it for a price. Oh my God, the Goose Cookbook for Christmas 2013.
That'd be slightly confusing.
Canton is...
People will just think it's about cooking goose.
Oh, this is a great... Listeners, if you'd like to contribute to this recipe book, it could just be an online book. I think that'd be pretty funny. Your funniest recipe.
And it's just pictures of Rory, like, in a goose costume.
Cooking.
Being force-fed.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Bird, bird, bird.
If there are any publishers or literary agents listening, I think we may have just struck gold. Please contact us as soon as possible.
So I was actually unsure about that question. What's your favorite meal? Do you mean meal of the day? Like, do you prefer breakfast, lemses?
Yeah, I kind of meant...
Rather than a specific dish.
Meal of the day. But now I like saying, what is your favorite time of day to eat? And what do you eat at that time? Let's not box ourselves in with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, that is, like, so... conservative.
Yeah, that's, it is conservative.
It's open. Mm. It's open,
and,
Mark.
You know, look at what they're doing. Those conservatives, eh?
Go on, Camden. Tell us about it.
Well, I ate dinner at like 5:30 today. Mm-hmm. These days,
Is that not more tea?
I would never have tea.
What'd you have for dinner?
No, I know you wouldn't drink tea, but isn't that the tea
no,
time?
Yeah, no. Well,
I think
I
it
suppose.
Is.
Dinner's later?
Hey, look, I don't want to put... I'm not going to put boundaries on this. It's whatever you want it to be. You had dinner at 5:30. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. No, well, it's a proper dinner rather than...
What was it, Mark?
Yeah,
what was
let's
it?
Let's hear what you had.
I had burger.
In a bun?
Raw meat.
No, always very well done. Don't like raw meat.
Doesn't even like the look of it.
No, that was a mistake on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I ordered the duck. I just presumed that's, you know, any kind of bird, they've got to cook it. But apparently not.
No.
No. So I got some raw food.
It was really perfectly done.
And I enjoyed it, but yeah, I didn't really.
Thank you very much to the Eden Bar and Grill on South Ann Street for hosting
for
us.
Nothing.
South William Street,
thanks
sorry.
Did you guys just grab a bite together?
Nothing.
No, we went out for dinner with a bunch of old college friends.
Oh, you people.
14 of us.
Your 13. Gang. Oh, it's the gang.
Yeah, and you weren't invited.
Well, I was busy.
Anyway.
I had a burger, and I had mac and cheese.
And would that be, like, your favorite meal?
That sounds like a great meal.
I like lots of different meals. Like, I mean, or is it my favorite time of day to eat?
Yeah, go on.
I guess so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't eat lunch anymore. So I have breakfast. It's usually... reasonably large, and then I'll have large dinner early in the evening, and then I'll retire to bed
with my books,
like 6 p.m.
and my cat Giacomo,
smoke my pipe and swear at my servants.
Aww. He's got a charmed life. Our Mark does.
By servants I mean my flatmate
who is a cat. I love breakfast. I'm a morning person in general anyway, but I love breaking the fast. I just, getting up and eating is one of my favorite things in the world. I love coffee. I love pink grapefruit. I love porridge. I love pancakes. I love eggs and toast. There's very few breakfast items that I do not love. And I love thinking of new, interesting breakfasts.
Yeah.
I like nuts and berries. And
people are quite specific about what they can have for breakfast, though.
Mm.
Like pasta for breakfast.
Mm.
People are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't. How could you eat that?
Mm.
Like, well, you know.
If it's
left
there.
From last night.
You eat pasta for breakfast sometimes?
Sure.
Of course you do.
Pizza for breakfast.
That's a
pizza
good
for breakfast.
Cold pizza is
great.
Not
it's
cold
great.
Pizza.
I don't eat any more. I just take garlic bulbs like pills.
Yeah.
That's good for you as well. I do eat, have been known to eat a leftover or two for breakfast, but I'm a, like, breakfast food is, I mean, I love all food if we're being honest, but I take real pleasure at breakfast.
Well, it's a nice
feeling.
And
I love going out for breakfast.
Yes. You're energizing yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good thing.
And coffee, I just love coffee.
How many cups do you have a day?
Like two.
That's perfect.
Thank you. Moira has said, I'm patient, I'm perfect.
No, but that's a perfect amount
it's
of coffee.
It's like my birthday or something.
It is. Okay, I mean, don't, you know, she's getting a lot of control.
No, it is. I actually, but it does, like, I don't like to have caffeine too late in the afternoon.
Yeah, because it'll affect you.
Yeah.
It'll keep you up.
Yeah.
I used to drink a lot of coffee. I was saying this to Mark on Saturday that I'm now like a two-cup person because I used to just drink it all day long. You work in restaurants, you don't even think about it. You're like, ah, yes, a two-liter bottle of Diet Coke. Oh, that's gone. I'm feeling a little shaky and strange. I should have some coffee. You know, like you're just constantly... And not even considering
it. But they now say that coffee is not really bad. Well, they can't. They've never been able to prove that coffee is bad for you. In the way that they have with, like, sugary drinks.
Right.
And whatnot. Like, coffee has no actual adverse reaction. Caffeine does, but in huge amounts.
Right.
So,
yeah,
coffee is actually a pretty safe beverage.
Okay.
Coffee and tea are fairly safe. And may even have benefits.
Yeah. I imagine so.
For your metabolism and your skin.
And certainly for your creativity. I mean,
for sure.
If you don't overdo it.
And also just for your happiness, I find.
Mark is sitting here. He's just like, because Mark, is his big thing is his cultural revolution is that he's an abstainer. So we were talking about this the other day. But like, abstaining.
The new Banksy.
Yeah, he's abstaining is the new counterculture. And yeah. Mark is at the forefront.
He's
like if you
leading
see,
the revolution.
If you're just walking along the street and you see no graffiti, that's because I abstained from putting graffiti there. It's my new artistic statement.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It is. It's pretty good.
But you're not abstaining from creative output. You're abstaining from something that's input.
Listen, I can't abstain from everything. I'm just trying to abstain from as much as I can in what time that I have, you know?
That is a noble...
You're on the Earth.
Noble...
You're on this planet Earth.
Journey to go on.
Billions and billions. Moira, do you have a question for us?
Look
around the room, try and find an object, ask us a question about it.
My question for you this week, actually I'm really good about like being like the person who's sort of like the toady in the group. Like I'm just like, yeah, guys, I got an answer. I don't actually think about things like questions. Or
no,
what
so
I
don't
did
bother yourself with stupid things like questions.
But I was just wondering if you guys could tell me if you were to live to the age that you so chose, what age would that be?
1050. Yeah, I'd keep going.
You just go until you can't?
Yeah.
Would you get chemo if you had cancer?
Yeah.
But you lose your hair, Mark!
So what would be the point of you if you lost your hair? Well, hopefully it would grow back.
Oh my god, what if it grew back, like, straight and blonde or something?
Yep, who would know me then?
Nobody.
Annie?
I depends on, I think, physical and mental well-being. Like, I'd rather die at 60 if I'm physically or mentally incapable in some way.
Yeah.
But if I remain physically and mentally capable, I like the idea of hitting the three-digit Mark.
You probably will. You've got longevity up your sleeve.
Yeah, but I kind of have great... My grandparents actually all did a great job.
But they made it to the 80s, right?
80s, yeah, all to the 80s. Yeah.
And that was at a time when that was probably more unusual than it will be.
It was all sort of 90s. They all died in the 90s.
90s. 80s and the 90s?
Oh, but my most recent grandmother passed away in 2008. January 2009. But she was the youngest of the grandparents as well. So, yeah, no, I do have longevity. And, yeah. So, yeah, it would be nice to...
Let's flip it back, Moira. What have you got? Scary.
I'm going to cash in my chips when I can.
Really?
Yeah. No, I feel like I have no idea. I think I just feel the same exact way as you do. If it's 60 because I have ALS, take me. Someone please put a pillow over my face.
But not pillow over the face.
Mark, put a pillow over my face. Promise me, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Tonight. Just to be on the safe morbid. Side, let's get it done live on the podcast.
This is getting seriously morbid now.
And that's going to turn into our sketch later.
Hey, what's... here's my question.
What is it?
What's the worst job you ever had? Or what's a terrible job that you had? Doesn't have to necessarily have to qualify as the worst.
There's been, like, bad parts of jobs that I've done. You know, like, the job itself wasn't terrible, but there were bits of it, or, like, a day of it that would have been...
Pretty harrowing.
Pretty miserable.
I've only had bad jobs.
Yeah?
What?
Yeah, the one I have now is probably the best in terms of, like, it being, like, a good place to go to work and consistent and... But, yeah, no, it's always been pretty crazy. I've had so many jobs.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, memories that come to mind, you know, working at a golf club and being asked to do things because everybody knew that I would just do whatever for a little extra money.
Jesus.
Now,
Jesus.
Expand on that. Like, before everybody starts judging you.
Okay, well.
I killed a hobo. You know, when they wander onto the course, somebody's got to deal with them.
For the right amount of money.
Give me an extra 10. I'll do it. I don't know. Just like, Moira will do it. I'm not going to go into detail. I mean, These are places I used to work at the Musquamka Club. You know, I don't want people to know that I hated my job there. I think that place is the worst place on earth. But, I had some good times.
There's a story, probably told it on Eagle Lounge, but of a friend of mine started working in this nightclub. And on his first night there, he was just kind of hanging around, waiting for the boss to tell him what to do. So he saw the sweeping brush in the corner, was like... Oh, sure, I'll sweep up and pretend like I'm keen to do work. So he swept the floor of the nightclub. And then later the boss was like showing him like around. He was like, okay, so you got to do this. You got to pick up the glasses and bring them back here. And then you leave them there. And then just go and check in the toilets like once every half hour just in case, okay? If they get blocked up, what I like to do is see the broom over there? I just get the handle of that and I shove it down the toilet.
That's probably what happens to happen. Like, you know how many times you go into places, like nightclub bathrooms, and it's just toilet paper. That's probably something like that. Some tactic.
That's not great.
I used to work in a former McDonald's that was
former McDonald's.
And it was turned into another restaurant. And the worst thing about that, I don't want to go into, the people who own it are still very nice. but I used to have horrible jobs, but the worst was cleaning out the lobster pots. Oh. Fucking, when you're talking about lobsters, like, tons and tons of lobsters being boiled in pots, there's no way, there's this like, black grit that sort of forms at the top, which is really sick, you know, it's just, like, boiled something into the pot that's part of a formerly, you know, an animal that was boiled alive, like, that's like an eyeball or something, I don't know, but some sort of black material forms around the top of the pot, and my boss
lobster death scuzz.
Yeah, lobster death scuzz, and they used to be like, Moira, you know, you're doing dishes tonight, and like, you really gotta clean those pots. You gotta clean them better than you did last night. And I just like go home, and I was just like soaking wet all the time. And there was a guy one time, I told him I like klezmer, and he used to bring me CDs. my bosses made fun of me because I was 16 and he was like 48 years old.
Well, yeah. You know, you weren't known for doing anything.
I think Moira wins that round.
You never had a terrible job in your life?
No, like I've done things that I didn't enjoy or like, but not anything that's like out of the ordinary, like crazy, like why am I doing this job? I really don't like catering. I think catering is...
It's a breeze.
I mean, it's a breeze and it's a lot of money, but people just treat you so badly.
I don't know about that. I've been treated a lot worse than when I did catering
don't
jobs.
Have to go. Don't have to take or, home
or having dance, or having maybe. To clean up shit from the back of somebody else's child's neck. That's a tough one.
What about shit in the back of a toilet? Where'd that come from?
Shit spackle?
Yeah, that's like a nice thing to have to spend time cleaning up.
It's not great. Yeah.
Yeah. So I, some of them mildest jobs were the worst. Like I did a temp job in London where I was working in a bank and I was the first, at first I was there, I was having to look up things on microfiche and it was fairly boring but it was simple, and then they kind of transferred me to this other job where, like, if you write a check they'll you send it into or you give it to somebody, they take it to their bank and their bank will then send it to the original bank to say, does this person have that amount of money in their account and can we have it? So it kind of takes, you know, a couple of days. That's why a check takes a while to cash. But like, we would get the checks that morning, and if they're slightly suspect, then I had to go and look through somebody's accounts or find their accounts in this whole, like, whole load of files. Like, it wasn't on computer or anything. Go through all these files, and by 11 o'clock, it was a race. I had to tell the bank not to cash that check. Don't let that check go through because it's, you know, the person doesn't have the money. And so, like... Yeah, it was just like really high stress for a temp job. It was just like, okay, you gotta go, get the checks, look in there, okay, I can't find, is it over here? Where's the box? Oh, goddammit. And then you have to ring up, and the bank, you know, the other bank wouldn't answer sometimes, so you'd have to keep ringing, and yeah, and then one day, or like, I only did the job for like 3 days, yeah, like, the girl who was showing me the job was like, yeah, you just... I didn't manage to get one in time, so she was like, yeah, you just cost the bank £10,000. It's like, why are you giving me this job if I'm costing a bank £10,000?
Yeah. That's so scary.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous. It was, like, yeah. And then, like, if you did that, yeah, there was just all these terrible system things, like just transferring stuff from one computer to another. You print stuff off one computer, then take it over to another computer and just input it again. I was like, why... This is technology. Surely there's a better way of doing it than this. And, there was a large woman who was working there. Maybe she was a temp similar to me. And when I started that job, she was like, oh, you're doing the returns or whatever the hell the name for it was, are you? Yeah, I actually called in sick on Friday just so I didn't have to do your job anymore, like, because it's just a shit job. So they had to reassign me. They had to get someone else to do it. And then the next day, I think, I went to the manager and said, listen, can I have a chat about the job? I just can't handle it. So she said, listen, come into the office and we'll chat about it. So I went in the office and another large woman came into the office. I thought it was the same woman. Now, luckily, I didn't say it, but the woman was like, and you don't think you can handle this job? I mean, this is a reasonable job to do. And luckily, I didn't say, you said you couldn't do it yesterday. What the hell are you talking about? But I really thought it was the same woman then walking out. I was like, oh, it's a different woman. Oh, thank God I didn't say that.
But it's really funny if you...
Yeah, it would have been funnier if I was stupider, but...
Actually, no, I think that's pretty funny for you to, yeah. to be, like, actually baffled, where you're just like, what are these mind games these people are playing in this goddamn bank?
Lay off. Yeah. I worked at MTV for a month in Los Angeles, or for 6 weeks. And it sounds really exciting, and like
what was
the whole
like?
Idea. It was for, I literally was just transcribing old videos.
MTV Jams?
Transcribing?
No, I wish, yeah.
Like writing down what happens in the video?
Yeah. Oh, I had a friend do that for PBS.
What?
That sounds
it
horrible.
It is like, and I don't even think it's a real job. I think it's like, get the interns in and fucking, because they weren't
Did
paying
me. Did you not get
me.
Paid? No?
No.
That's awful.
I got a Kate Spade purse at the end, though.
That's kind of great.
It might have been more than what I would have gotten paid.
Yeah, how much would that cost, Kate Spade first?
$350.
For your month? $350?
No, not great.
No, not so good. Now, if you got to meet Todd Oldham, that would have been worth it.
Yeah, or any of the VJs.
He wasn't a VJ.
No, no, but I mean, like, I mean, on top of it, like, any of the VJs would have been cool.
I don't know
he had this TV show. And he used to make, I still do things like cut my sweatshirts in half and make them into cardigans because of Todd. It's crazy shit that's just left over for me being 11 years old, being like, he was a fashion icon.
He was very early in the MTV world.
Like, yeah, in the leaving the music video world and entering into the
reality TV stuff.
I recently looked up what happened to Puck. If you want to depress yourself at your day job, you fucking do that, okay? Okay, everybody, I want listeners to go look up what happened to Puck on MTV. Real World San Francisco. You want to feel good about your life?
Okay. That's the famous task for the next week, listeners.
I have something I need to plug.
Yep.
On the 16th, which is this Wednesday, next Wednesday, excuse me. I'm really good at this plugging thing, as you can tell.
Wednesday week,
I assembled a group of people to do a sort of series of readings at this place called The Hair, a Temple Bar gallery and studios in Temple Bar. And actually, Mark Canton and myself will be contributors. And it's just a 10-minute... people are speaking for 10 minutes, and they're doing readings or talking about something to do with the theme, which is labor, because this is the anniversary of the 1913 lockout. So if you are around between 5 and 7 Wednesday week, please pop over to Temple Bar Gallery. Food will be provided, and it's going to be a good fun. And I think it'll be a nice thing to do if you're on your way home from work.
How much does it cost to get in, Moira?
It's free. On your way home from work... You're going to get fed, Mark.
Okay, I better get to take home a whole lot of food with me.
Yeah, a whole
hummus.
Lot of...
Hey, speaking of which, if any of the listeners have a mini fridge that they can lend to that cause, please do send us an email at goosecomedy@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, Annie's mom sends one from America, signed by Yo-Yo Ma.
You'll get your mini fridge back. That won't be auctioned off as part of the...
Unless you'd like it to be.
Yeah. Unless it is Yo-Yo
Unless
Ma's.
It's a donation.
Because Yo-Yo Ma can buy another fucking fridge.
That's right. And he'll smile about it, too. Don't you even...
Goddamn well smile about it. He will like it. He'll buy a new mini fridge and he will like it.
You're going to love it, Yo-Yo Ma. Smile and smile and smile and smile.
We have to be nice, because what if he gets invited to be a guest on this podcast? We'd like
him
to say
yes. Oh, my God! I would love...
So let's just be really nice about him. Annie is also the loveliest person in the world, and I'm not just saying that.
I believe you.
Okay, do you have a question of the week, or...
I did that.
We did that?
Worst job.
We all did it.
Oh, yeah, we did it.
The thing is, it's the three of us, so it's a little smaller.
We did it!
Yeah, we did it! Yeah, we did it!
Yeah!
Yeah, that's right! Yeah.
Nailing it!
Oh. Oh my God, Gareth is gonna come in here like a fucking freight train and kick
Gareth's gonna
your
come
ass.
In. It's just like whatever I just did is gonna sound like this to Gareth, like... Or do you, listeners?
Both those women were slapping my ass, by the way. Just if you're wondering what that sound was.
Yeah, Canton is what we like to call the pantless podcaster. Yeah.
He is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Moira. Moira, come here.
What?
We need you just like see all the slugs on the grass. They're eating the grass, okay? And the golfers are complaining. So we just need you to just go around, pick up the slugs and eat them, okay?
Okay. What'll it cost you? The usual 10?
Sure, 10. Whatever. Yeah, that's fine.
Corey, you're looking really handsome today. Are you going to go to the golf club, the party they're having upstairs after work? You know,
yeah,
after
I might do that, yeah.
Cool.
You'll be picking up slugs, though, and eating them. So you won't really have time for the party, I'm afraid, Moira.
I'll make it up after, I bet, you know. It'll be great.
Yeah, we might. We have to close the doors. Officially, it's club policy. We have to close the doors. Anyone who's been eating slugs isn't allowed in.
Oh my God, she's eating us! Quick, Mom, Dad, someone's eating us! Mom, Dad, we've got to get to the ninth floor. We've got to get to the ninth hole
hey,
fast.
Hey, nice lady, why aren't you going?
Excuse me, down here.
Wow, Jesus.
Oh my gosh, hey, Uncle Jimmy. I can see Uncle Jimmy's shoes in her mouth.
I got a chance, I need a good slice shoes.
Excuse me, could you not eat my family? We'll just go into the ninth hole.
It'll cost ya.
We've got
10 blades of grass.
10 blades of grass.
I need a different kind of green.
What kind of green? Lettuce? That's our most prized possession. Lettuce. We love lettuce.
We love a little bit of lettuce.
I'm going to need $10. Do you know what dollars are?
$10? How are we going to earn $10?
We don't even have arms.
We don't even have arms. We're just moving around on the
You see that guy over there? You see that guy?
On the blade of a knife.
Yeah. I feel like a slug crawling along the edge of a straight razor.
I'm gonna
eat. That's my dream. That's my nightmare.
The horror. The horror.
I can't stand the sound of your voices. I'm gonna eat
oh,
you.
No. Save yourself, darling. Okay. Save yourself.
Bye. Bye, Arnold.
Moira.
Hey, what's up?
Good job on the slug eating, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, they tried to pay me off, but you know.
Oh, well, you're not allowed to accept bribes. Did you take a bribe from the slugs?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Hey, you know about that party later.
Well, yeah,
I'm done eating the slugs now.
You're done eating the slugs.
I did it in 5 minutes. You said I'd be doing it all day.
You certainly did it fast. So fast, in fact, that we've kind of run out of slugs. And, you know, slugs are good for some of the greenery around here. So, if you could just go down to the slug pound and get some more slugs.
All right.
Thanks, Moira. I'll pay you 5 blades of grass.
What? I thought you were going to pay me in cash.
Oh, no, $10. That means 10 blades of grass around here. We deal in slug currency.
You're kidding me. Is this some sort of nightmare?
Moira, wake up. Moira,
we're doing a podcast.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get your shit together.
You guys.
We're live on the air.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You were
so
having
sorry.
A slug nightmare.
Yeah, you were doing that weird slug thing again.
Oh, the sounds. Did I make sounds into the microphone?
Yes. You did eat all
you
of
ate
your,
all the slugs.
All of the slugs. Your slug farm is gone. You ate them all.
What?
You sucked them down like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Slug farm!
You sucked some spaghetti down
my
as well.
Farm. No! My slug farm! No! My slug farm!
Moira, wake up! You're having a nightmare. You're sleeping on the job.
Corey, where am I? What is this golf course?
Yeah, of course, you're at your work on the golf course.
Podcast?
Repeat to fade once again.
Look out now, Goose is on the prowl, coming at you strong with a thunderclap. Chicken, lighter than a cow, faster than a